Let's talk about the Hagley Craft Fair, which is coming up, showcasing 60 artists in a very beautiful surrounding. What is this craft fair all about? Is it held each and every year?
It is held every year. The first craft fair was held in 1978, and it was a textile fair, and it was held in celebration of the textile mills along the Brandywine River. And the very first fair was held in the building that's now our visitor center, which was built in 1814 and was originally a cotton mill. So over the years, it has grown very much so. It's now held in two buildings and outdoors on the Hagley property here. And it includes jewelry and textiles and wood and pottery and glass and so much more.
All right, let's talk about the vendors and the participants for this two-day event.
This year we will have 60 craft artisans, which is more than we have ever had. We've done some creative things, and we're able to add some more this year. In addition to that, we have a outdoor specialty food market, and that has 14 vendors. And those are foods that you would buy to take home with you, like jams and jellies and oils and vinegars and pickles and baked goods and things like that. In addition to that, we have the Painted Sky Alpaca Farm, who's coming for the second year in a row, and they bring some alpacas with them, in addition to some beautiful items that they're making from the alpaca fibers. We are also very excited. We have a crafter returning this year. Her name is Olga Gennadis, and she has been in our fair before, but has been out for a few years because she was very busy making some things for the Game of Thrones.
I've never heard of that show.
Well, I must admit, I haven't watched the show.
Well, I'm right there with you. I have never watched it. I have heard of it.
I've heard a lot about it. I've seen it win a lot of awards. But our local woman, Olga Gennadis, was very involved with it, and she created, so anyone who watched the show will know, that there are these three eggs in a box, and she created these eggs. And if you come to the craft fair, you will be able to see these eggs, and I believe you can even purchase a set for yourself, in addition to all of Olga's beautiful jewelry that she makes.
That's fantastic. What else do we need to know about this craft fair? Always a popular event, Hagley's annual craft fair.
Yes. Well, it is being held October 19th and 20th. And for the first year this year, we're also introducing food trucks. So in the past, we've always had lunch available. It was held indoors. This year, we're having food trucks outdoors. Some of the food truck vendors that will be there, we're having Julian's mac and cheese truck. He sells different varieties of mac and cheese and hot dogs with, I think, 20 different toppings. We're going to have the Wandering Chef with their dumplings. The Cision coffee truck will be there. Woodside Farm will be there with their wonderful ice cream. And Mayalay with their sausages and pulled pork and things. So I think that's going to be a really fun addition to the fair this year.
I think I'm going to come and eat my way through the fair.
I hope you will.
All right. What about in case of inclement weather?
The fair is rain or shine. So obviously we're hoping that it's going to shine, but we will go on despite what the weather. The fair will happen.
And what about a charge to get in?
The charge is $5, but it is free for Hagley members and children who are 5 and under.